roof is gone. Not just part of the roof, but the whole roof. That was so odd.
5 minutes. That's all Christine Calderbank says it took her to realize the crunch she heard wasn't a tree snapping in the wind.
1 minute was there, and the next minute was gone.
Her beloved barn now lays in a tangle of timbers across her yard. The strong winds that came through even managed to lift part of the roof over top of her house and plop it down in a field 100 feet away.
But it's weird because this total destruction over here, I mean, it looks like it blew up.
For her, the whole experience feels like she's watching a scene out of The Wizard of Oz.
I couldn't believe it. It was just crazy. It was, like, bizarre.
Her partner, Cam Griffin, says it's baffling that nothing managed to hit the house.
It's a very narrow area, and it missed everything else except just this one swath from the barn through to the cars and then out across the wheat field out there. Yeah.
Griffin says the storm churned up strong winds with thunder and lightning. Minutes before the roof was blown away, he was outside rolling up the windows of the cars. Those cars now sit battered by the barn siding with wooden timber smashed through the windows and taillights.
Yeah, wouldn't that have been something if I would have, you know, 2.5 minutes when I ran in the house, I would have looked out the window. I would have got to see the thing just explode, but I didn't.
While neither Calderbank or Griffin was hurt, one of the horses in the barn was. Josh Vass keeps 5 of his horses in the barn. He believes his horse Joey was hit by flying debris. He's got some medicine mixed in with his food.
We are really grateful. I mean, the horse hopefully doesn't have any permanent structural damage.
He says the horses managed to escape the stables in the storm and stayed tucked away in the pasture until the fences were put back up.
Everyone loves this barn because there's not very many of them left, and that's the sad part about it.
The sunset storm did rattle the couple, but Calderbank hopes to get the 120-year-old barn roof fixed.
I would love to rebuild it and keep what's there, but the insurance people are saying we have to take a look, see what can be salvaged or not.
For now, a big cleanup is underway. Outside Pangman, I'm Jillian Massey.